Hi, everybody, and welcome to Mama Isis Podcast. I had a few topics that I was working on tonight. One was the first topic I was going to do. I was thinking of doing an extra episode, which would be on Donald Trump and his case. Now, the topic came up was, I was thinking about this. Now, I'm not into politics. I don't like any of them. So, please forgive me. And thank you so much for joining the chat. Hi. I wanted to do an extra episode tonight about that, because the topic on my Facebook was about the Clinton impeachment. How, you know, I look back at that and how he was impeached. And I'm thinking, like, well, do we really know if these things about Donald Trump is true? Is this woman just trying to get recognition? We don't really know everything, but it must be enough evidence to go into court. But I was thinking about the ethics and the values and how Clinton was impeached for having an affair with, what is her name? Monica Lewinsky. So even though Trump isn't president, if he would be president right now, he would have definitely been impeached. So they kind of need to follow those ethics and values. But, you know, what do I know about politics, you know, and all of that? It was just a thought. So I'm thinking of doing an extra episode on that. And if you have any ideas of any episodes I should do, if you look at my episode list, I do readings, tarot, medium, because I feel like there's so much truth that they don't want us to know. And talking with the dead and doing magic and things like this has been so demonized, because a huge part of it is people in power. They don't want you to know anything about anything, because that's what keeps them in power. That's what keeps them having power over us. So doing magic and diving into medium or tarot, if you can actually do it, you become quite a threat. And being a person that was targeted, and I was beaten, raped to death in my house out in Gettysburg, PA, by their government out there. I believe they covered up the crimes. So being a witch doctor that has done accurate readings for many people, and a lot of my readings are public, I feel that this is something that the governments around the world, they obviously don't want us to do. They're like, oh, it's evil, it's bad, don't do it. And from having a spiritual background, I have a Native American grandmother. What I know about them is that the magic, the medicine, and things that they do, many of them have died for doing it. And a lot of it comes down to knowledge, knowing. And if you practice magic, eventually the truth's going to come your way, if not right away. So especially doing medicine, you know, that's something that Big Pharma doesn't really want you to do. Like recently, I went foraging. This is really funny. You'll laugh at me. I picked a plant that was poisonous and I ate some of it. And I just obviously identified the plant, the wrong plant. And I felt really dumb. And as a witch doctor, had I not known how to pull that out of my body, I would have died. You know, there it was a plant where they say you die from. Well, I didn't die. I pulled it out of my body. So that's where medicine people and witch doctors can become threats, because not only can we do tarot and medium readings, we do practice medicine. And, you know, had I not known any of that, I probably would have gone into the hospital and died. And they make so much money off of Big Pharma, off of deaths. You really don't know what they do to your body. I mean, they can say all day, you know, that if you put your body in a funeral home and say you get it cremated, you really don't know if that really is your body, is the right body in that cremated bowl, or did they steal your body for organs? You know, and these are things that I think that the average witch, you know, shaman, medicine person, witch doctor, we wonder about. And this is stuff that the U.S. government and these governments, they don't want you to wander. They don't want you to think. They just want to tell you how it is on the news. And you're supposed to believe that. Well, a lot of us are not that dumb. So in a breakdown of witches just in general, why they're not religious as it comes down to separation, you know, not believing in separation of people, you know, that all deities are related, we're all family, and we're all one all around the world. So that's a huge ethic and moral practice that is actually very peaceful. You know, if I was to move to India, well, hell yeah. I mean, all the deities are my relatives. If I was to move to Asia and they believed in multiple, it's just more peaceful. It's a more peaceful way to live than if you just believe in one deity and fight about them being the one true God. So you won't find very many people who practice magic or medicine that are going to be pro one true God deity. And, you know, if they are, then to me, you know, I think that's not a witch. I lived out in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and these people actually kill silently. They will say to your face, they're not racist, they're good people. But my opinion is their government out there cages babies to live long, unnatural lives, and they have many secrets, and they're silent killers. So that's when they become really dangerous. You know, that's when people become very dangerous, when they kill on a silent level, where they can look at your face and say, no, I'm not racist. But then at the end of the day, you know, like what happened to me, they break into my house and rape and beat me to death. I believe I woke up from death. That is the dangers of the U.S. government. That pretty much sums up the violent dangers of our U.S. government, is that there are people within it that will be actors and actresses to your face. But at the end of the day, they're going to silently end the lives of people on a racist level and act like the victim. Then they'll play victim. So that is my experience with the U.S. government, and my ex-husband was 101st Airborne. So I'm thinking of all of these topics. I know the topic that I'm going to do today is on this mother. The episode I'm doing is on my podcast of Caro Jordan. Now, mother of boy found dead in suitcase in Indiana makes first court appearance. And I listened to the video. They hadn't found her in like 2 years. And I listened to it, and she seems like together mentally, but then she doesn't. So there's something. I mean, I can imagine, like, if you kill your kid. I mean, I couldn't imagine that. But then in the back of my mind, I think this is from being an ex-military wife. I think of all the experiments that 101st Airborne and the U.S. government does. And I had this dream a couple weeks ago where I saw the U.S. government was altering the DNA of children and parents. And you know how, like, birds, like in their nest, they'll deny a child or kill it if it's got like a certain smell on it or something like that? Well, Spirit was telling me in this dream that the U.S. government was altering the DNA of the parents and the children, because then the parents would start to reject their children. And that was an experiment that they had been doing. And I thought, I mean, that makes sense. But it's so sad. So now you're seeing all these mothers on TV reject their children. And what if there is something deeper that we don't know about? What if our children, their DNA is altered in some way? What if naturally a mother will reject them? And I've really thought about this ever since I had that dream. So I really think that's what's going on in the public. I mean, you see mothers throw their kids out of cars and kill them, and it just seems to be going on more than ever. These unnatural experiments that the U.S. government is doing is causing horrible pain on people in the U.S., and they don't even know it. But, you know, they love big pharma. They got it. They want to make money there, right? And it's a business for them. And that's just how they are. You know, people of color in the U.S., how badly were they targeted and they didn't even know it? I mean, they've got silent weapons. They can change your DNA. They have all of these weapons for war that I believe that they're using on the public. And how many victims are out there? There's got to be so many. Because once you're targeted with their technology or your DNA is altered, where are the places that you're going to go? You're going to go see a doctor. You're going to go to Big Pharma. Where else are you going to go? They're going to put you in a mental hospital. All of these experiments that they're doing lead to more experiments. Oh, we made you an experiment, but you don't know about it. So further on into that, say they don't like somebody. So then what if, say, they had technology that could alter your DNA and your mind, and it made you go crazy? What if that was a punishment? So then you would get thrown in jails and mental hospitals, right? Well, that's my belief. From being around a lot of 101st Airborne people, I've seen a lot of the evil. And I know a lot of people would be like, oh, Julie, you need to support your military. Well, being targeted by them, I think, just changed me forever. I have a scar on my eye on the right side of my face. The structure of my face was changed. It was actually going through a custody battle with my ex-husband. He was a sergeant in 101st Airborne. And, you know, I had done tarot and medium readings for pretty high-class people in Gettysburg, PA. But what made me different was I didn't support the white agenda. Now, why did I not as a person was because that doesn't suit all of us. You know, I'm mixed, and I believe we all, you know, evolved from Africa. And I also believe Anunnaki, who were not giants. I don't believe they're giants. I believe that was a government cover-up because we return here and we're an extraterrestrial people. So not only do I believe we evolved from there, you know, I think even the blue eyes came from there. But I think this is a huge government secret. The simple fact that we're all relatives, we're all one. And really, there doesn't need to be any type of altercations on the planet. We can live in peace. But what's preventing us from living in peace on this planet are the U.S. government agendas and other government agendas. It's them. We as a people, we want to live as one and we want to love each other. But seeing how the government was to me when I came out as a witch doctor that didn't support the white agenda, oh my God, I remember laying in my floor in my bathroom, and I don't know what type of weaponry they were using on me, radiation of some sort, but I had to get in my tub and drink water, and it just felt terrible. And I could feel the energy from the devices in my house, and every time I would walk up to my apartment, I lived in Biglerville, which is where the government targeted me at, broke into my house. But then I moved to McKnightstown, Pennsylvania, which was literally just right behind my other house. And every time I'd walk up to my apartment, this red light would shine across my face. Helicopters would follow me. My kids would be in the backseat of my car. And the 101st Airborne helicopters would get real close to my car, and it would scare us. So being a targeted individual that wasn't able to, you know, prove anything, I couldn't prove anything. I think for me, that was when I decided as a witch doctor that I was really going to fight this. And you can, if you're a witch doctor and you do magic, you can say things, you know, hey, this is going to happen. And if you do this, this is going to happen. So they had silently targeted me and I couldn't prove it. So then when I reacted and threatened them back, they threw me in jail, which to me felt like such an injustice. I was like, you did this to me and you covered up the crimes and I know you did it. But then when I came back and threatened them, you know, of course, they're the victim. I get thrown in jail. No apologies. But I think if you look deeper into tribal people and you look deeper into Aboriginal Indigenous people, you'll find that the Anunnaki are that bloodline is actually quite talked about. And having beliefs that they return, and there's quite a few of them, males and females, gods and goddesses, they are an extraterrestrial people. I think the whole part about saying that they're giants was just a way to cover up the fact that they return here in human form, and they're human-like extraterrestrial deities. So they revere them, the government has, as fallen angels. But I kind of want to make a concept and kind of explain how that's opinion. That's all based on opinion. Okay, so say the one true God that Christians think is Jesus comes down here and he comes from a higher dimension. Well, all of the Anunnaki reincarnate here from higher dimensions. So what the Christians are saying is that Jesus Christ comes from a higher dimension, but when he returns here, he's the only good one. Well, when deities, say from India or from China, when they come down here, say they come down here from a higher dimension, it's a little bit rude to say that, oh, this goddess, she comes from a higher dimension to help higher the vibration of the earth. But she's a fallen angel because she's not Jesus Christ. So that takes you back to the perspective of Africans versus the United States government. Then it takes you back to Native Americans versus the United States government. Native Americans fought the Puritans because of this difference of opinion. The difference of opinion was that the mother comes first, and Mother Earth, she's a goddess, she's alive, and she returns. But yet, their concept is all deities matter because they're all relatives. They're going to be cousins, brothers, sisters. They're blood related. They return. So that was more of a peaceful view. But then the Puritans were saying, no, our God is a dude, and he returns here. And he's the only God. But in Aboriginal practices and Indigenous spirituality, we understand that no matter where a deity comes from, they're a deity. And they're to be loved and respected. And we're all related. So there's definitely a sexist point of that too, where Natives are like, well, goddesses are just as important versus Christianity. they don't even acknowledge goddesses. So then there becomes an issue. You look at Christians and Muslims, they struggle with that. Women are treated differently. Versus if you were to acknowledge the fact that a goddess is just as sacred and a god is just as sacred, it would change the viewpoint of humanity. They would start to respect and love both sexes. It's not about asking for the same treatment, equality. It is, but it's not, because men are different than women. You know, I think it's more of respecting women for being women and men for being men. I see these videos of men being upset about equality, of women wanting to be treated like a man. And I'm like, no, it's not this way. It's more, I think women just want to be more loved and revered, just as loved and revered as men. I think that's really what it's about. And so when it comes to the gods and the goddesses, if they were to return, the U.S. government's going to cover it up anyway. Because say these Anunnaki, which I'm just going to tell you the truth, that there are many in Lakota, Nakota, Dakota that have information about Anunnaki, to my knowledge, and that they return and the U.S. government basically brainwashes them and abuses them for their agenda because they're a Christian people. Regardless of knowing that the Anunnaki return, the U.S. government covers it up. So then you have like weird things happen. You'll see statues of people that look like other people. Like, what was something that the public experienced was a statue that looked like Michael Jackson, right? And then we've seen all that weird stuff happen with Michael Jackson. He was probably an Anunnaki. Same with, we've seen a statue that looked like Eminem. We've seen statues that just look like other people that we see today. Well, I believe reincarnation is very real. However, my experience in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, was that based on my extraterrestrial experiences, yes, I've had them, that the government was caging babies to live long, unnatural lives. And that some of these people we see in the public, they're not telling the truth about who they are and their identity. And I'll give you an example that's going to freak you out. And I was just sharing this because I did a tarot and medium reading on the armorer girl in Rust that was sentenced to 2 years. I did that on my podcast. If you look up Alec Baldwin, I want you to do something. I want you to look up the 13th president, Millard Fillmore. And I've done tarot and medium readings on this. And I don't, you can't convince me that Alec Baldwin is a reincarnate for nothing. This guy's been living a long time. He was a part of the U.S. government. And this is a huge secret in 101st Airborne Division. You hear, oh, there's people that have lived longer. I believe there is. The extraterrestrial experience I had was I was sitting in my yard, and there was this dude in the trees. Now, please keep in mind, Western society calls these experiences mentally ill. It's why they try to throw medicine people and witch doctors into mental asylums, which they've put me in 3. And pretty much all 3 of them are one had gotten shut down. One I had an experience. What was it called? The JFK one out in Texas. That one got shut down. But you can't convince me that these people aren't living long lifetimes. So there was this guy sitting in this tree. And there was a cage. And then there was a kid inside the cage. And basically what that extraterrestrial experience was showing me was that the U.S. government and the music industry, Nashville, Tennessee, would have been the exact location. They were caging these kids to live longer lifetimes. So whatever they're getting from those kids is what's making them live longer lifetimes. But I look at my tarot and my medium readings, and you look at the wars all over the world. Being a rape victim of the U.S. government, what I can tell you is that what the U.S. government is doing to people around the world, I believe they're caging their kids, they're abusing their women and children. You have to look at war. This is why a lot of countries want war, is because of the practices of our U.S. government that are so focused on a white agenda. So this is something that I've personally learned about our U.S. government. And you know what just really bothers me? Back when I was naive, I used to be so for my country and pro-government and just loved politics. I wasn't scarred. But after having the experiences I did with the U.S. government as a witch doctor, I just fell out of love with my country. I fell out of love with the U.S. government, just all of it. And for me, that's like sad. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, here's the new perspective. We're going to look at the whole world as a whole. What is best for all of us? So I think in a way it was good. It wasn't good that that happened to me, but in a sense, it gave me a new perspective. You know, quit being selfish about your country. What about everybody on the planet? And I needed that. As a person, I needed that. I needed to have those morals and ethics in that way as a witch doctor. Because our practices, you know, we believe we are one. And I needed to stop being biased. You know, because I think if you're like so pro your country, you don't really think about other people and your own country's agenda. But I look back now and I think of all the victims and all of the people that there could be. But that really is a huge point of my podcast. Even if I don't have a lot of people listen to my podcast, I really want people to know that, you know, there is more to this life than the physical self. We know that. If you want to learn information that the government doesn't want you to know, talking with the dead is a huge way to find out things that the U.S. government doesn't want you to know anything about. And this is why when we look in history, we see that witches and people died. Now, I'm not saying there's not bad witches, because I've done readings where witch doctors did horrible things to children and stuff like that. I'm not saying that doesn't exist. But there's bad and good people everywhere. So we definitely got a bad rap. I think if I would have been a witch out in Gettysburg, PA, that was totally just pro-government and pro-USA, 110%, without looking at the other side of things and people's other side, you know, looking at China's side, looking at people in Asia's side, looking at people in India, people in Iran. If I wouldn't have looked at their side of the story, I don't believe that I would have gotten beaten, raped to death. I don't believe that I would have been stalked. I think I just wanted to really know the whole story. I wanted to know the truth. Because when I practice my magic, I don't want to do the wrong thing. I think people that are this way and look at life this way, they are people that the U.S. government doesn't really like. So what I'm going to do tonight is the medium reading on Caro Jordan. And I'm really excited about that. I'm a little nervous because he's a little boy. And him coming through, I just wonder how he's going to come through. Or I'm a little bit nervous. I haven't done many medium readings on kids. So I'm just nervous. Now, after that, I'm going to be doing an episode. I'm going to do two episodes tonight. It's going to be on, my second one is Trump and Stormy Daniels. I thought that would be a really interesting podcast episode because we kind of like all want to know about that, right? And I think personally, I think all these government people are actors and actresses, and it's hard to really know what's real and what's true and who's behind it and all of that. You know, I'm not sticking up for anybody. I don't like the U.S. government, period. Now, I do believe that there's going to be people that come and make the U.S. government completely different. I really do believe that. I think that the U.S. government could possibly be getting replaced. So I do have a deep belief on that. I think that that's going to be a transition. And I kind of believe that's what's happening now. But I don't know. I don't know when we're going to see that come into fruition in the physical so much, or if it's being hidden. These are just some thoughts I have. So I will be posting my medium readings and my tarot readings probably around 2 or 3 in the morning. I am in Kentucky. I am in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Y'all, I had to move here to Kentucky. So I didn't get killed in Gettysburg, PA. And it's been quite a journey. When you are a person that speaks the truth and you tell the truth about your readings and just if you get accurate things from a reading, as a medicine person or a witch doctor or a witch, whatever you are, shaman, it is very dangerous, but it depends where you're located. So here out in Bowling Green, Kentucky, you would think, oh, they're the most horrible racist people ever. I've never felt like I was in danger. When I was in Gettysburg, PA, watch out for the silent... Can I say that word? Watch out for the silent Nazis? Because they kill. They will be nice to your face, but they'll murder people. That night falls, nighttime falls. You better lock your doors and have cameras on or you're done. Especially if you're a witch that doesn't support the white agenda and you have love for all. So I look forward to doing those episodes tonight. I'm excited and nervous, as I always am. I had expected in my prior episode about the death, what is her name? Helena? It was in the Rust case with Alec Baldwin. I expected that she was going to be a victim and that she was going to be blackmailed. I was like, no way. This Hannah girl that got sentenced to 2 years, she was the armorer. I was like, no freaking way. She's totally not guilty. They blackmailed her. Nope. I did the reading and that was definitely not the case. So I just couldn't believe it. I was just extremely shocked. Uh-oh. About all of that. I was like, oh, I was so wrong. I assumed something wrong. I went into the reading and the girl that died, she came through so strong. And sometimes when you do medium readings, they don't always come through real strong. You know, when you kind of are left to just get, I don't know why it is that way. Some people just come through really strong and some people don't come through strong at all. But she just, the whole time, even after the reading, she was right there talking to me. Just a sweet, sweet person. I had a blast talking with her. So I'm really, really nervous before I do medium readings because I'm like, well, what if I don't get anything? And I'll never be a person to lie. You know, I've done medium readings before where someone had paid me $50 for a reading and I said, honey, I'm just not getting anything. Here's your money back. And I'm just so sorry. If I don't get anything, I think, well, there's got to be a reason for that. And I just tell them the truth. And I'm sorry, but it just didn't happen. I can't do that reading. I'm sorry. If I don't get anything, I don't get anything. Like I did this I was going to do an episode on the two girls that died out in Kansas, or they found them somewhere else. And I pulled out a card and there was a child in the front. They told me all about, there was already phone messages that criminalized them, and there was little details in there. Well, this child kept coming through saying, like, you can't say anything about this case. I couldn't do an episode on it. You can't say anything about this case because if you say anything about this case, it'll kill children. So apparently there's more going on in that area out in Kansas that has to do with children. And baby caging did come up, and the U.S. government involvement did come up. So this child just kept coming through saying, you can't do this. You can't do this reading. We'll be in danger. And I thought, well, I got to pick a different topic. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do an episode at all tonight, because I felt so sad that this was what was going on. So I ended up posting on my Facebook, you know what? I'm going to tell you the truth. This child came through, said, if I do anything on this reading right now, the case is really sensitive, the children could die. And I'm not going to do it. So if you're a witch, or if you're a tarot reader, whatever you may be, if a spirit advises you not to do something, I would definitely take that advice. Because taking that advice could save other people's lives. You know, maybe if I had said something, the U.S. government, what if they were involved in a horrible things out there in the middle of nowhere that had to do with baby caging? What if they would have just killed all of the children because I was talking? So when I talk about the U.S. government and baby caging, to me, I don't have that proof for you. The only thing I can tell you is I've had extraterrestrial experiences, and in my readings, I can see that that's what they're doing to live these long lifetimes. I can't give you any proof. I'm sure that would be pretty dangerous if I had that physical proof, if I was to be that nosy. Now, nosy on a spiritual level and all of that, yes, I am. But these people are extremely dangerous, and I don't think you can single any of these politicians out. I had done this reading on China, and you know how they talked about Biden transferring money from China to Biden? Well, this is really creepy, and I'm not talking bad about any other country or pointing fingers. But the gist of the tarot card reading was that for every politician, they have a business where they make money, or they pay money, make money, and it has to do with offing people. And between China and Biden, like, maybe that had something to do with it. I'm unsure of all of the details, you know, but that money was returned from China. So for every politician, these people, I feel, have a business of ending other people's lives. So to say that I think highly of any government person that does these things, I just don't. You know, I think we all matter. I think everybody's important. I think all deities are sacred. I think we all matter. We're all relatives. We're all family. And I wish that more people around the world would adopt those views. You can't go wrong. We're all sacred. We all matter. No matter what, we come here for a very good reason. All of us have a very good purpose, and that's very sacred. All of us are unique. We have a unique purpose. Nobody is like you. They could say everybody's like everybody else. They all fall in line. But your spiritual makeup is going to be different than everybody else's. Your DNA is going to be different than everybody else's, even if they say different. Everybody's different. We're all sacred. So thank you so much for listening, guys. Thanks for joining my live, and I hope that you tune in. I'll probably post my episodes at least around 2-3 in the morning, because I'll be up all night. I'm a night owl. And I'll make sure both of those episodes are posted. I'm so excited. I'm very excited to find out what's going on with Trump and Stormy Daniels. What kind of dirt will I find there? I wonder if it's even true. I have no idea. But thanks for joining me, guys. I look forward to every episode on Mama Isis podcast. I am so excited. See you later.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Bye!